Good morning. Today we have our final question of Hanukkah on this final day of Hanukkah. An interesting question. There's a minhag that shuls going into the new day of Hanukkah light with a bracha. So we light with a bracha in shul. That's the minhag. And the question is as follows. If there is an earlier marev, for example, say nowadays a 5 p.m. marev after shkia, and they light with a bracha, and the candles have gone out in the shul, and there's a later marav. Let's say there's an 8 o'clock marav, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock marav. A later marav, does the second minion, or third minion, whenever it is, that minion that comes, and the candles have extinguished, they're no longer lit, would they go light again with the bracha? They should light again, but how about with a bracha, or should it be without a bracha? So this was a question that was posed to the Beis Hora of the Yeshiva Ava Shalom. And they start out as follows. It appears that the minyan that is davening later, let's call it the 8 p.m. Marev, Trichim Lahadlik, that they have to light again. And they apparently maybe they should have to light again with the bracha. There are many reasons for the minhag of lighting in shul. And many of them, most of them are relevant still. Whether you lit earlier or didn't light earlier, and if you lit earlier and the candles went out, lighting again, those still reasons to light still apply. So apparently, because the reasons apply, we would light with a bracha. But on the other hand, one of the reasons, a very important reason, why do we light in shul is because we are representing, we are replicating the minhag of lighting the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. But in the Beis HaMikdash, they lit only one time, not two times. And accordingly, that reason would not be applicable now on the later minyan. And accordingly, we should light again, but without a bracha. We should light again, but without a bracha. And indeed, that is how the Beis Hora paskins on that. So the second minyan would light, but without a bracha, because in the Beis HaMikdash, they would not light twice, only once. And then as a P.S., Rav Nassan ben Shneur, he adds on, that's the posek on behalf of the Beis Hora. He says, in Be'ikar Adin Shemavarchin Halakha Saneres Be'Beis HaKnesses, this concept that we say a bracha in the shul. So people are lighting at home, and that's the place to light, and that's where you say a bracha. So why should we light with a bracha in shul? So in fact, there is a minhag of Svaradim, there's a halakha of Svaradim, that they don't say a bracha on a minhag. And that would accordingly be problematic. Lighting in shul is a minhag. So Ashkenazim say the bracha, because Ashkenazim would say a bracha on a minhag, but Svaradim would not. And in fact, the Chacham Tzvi asks on this minhag that is based, the light in shul with the bracha, it's based in a Maharivash. And the Maharivash explains, Mavarchim Dumya Dahalo Barash Chodesh. And the reason why we light in shul with the bracha, it's similar to Hallel, that we say on Rosh Chodesh and we say a bracha on it. And in fact, that is just a minhag. And Maran, the Beis Yosef, says, Ein mevarachim b'Rosh Chodesh du minhag. His view is that you don't say a bracha on Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, that it's just a minhag. So based on that psak of the Beis Yosef, indeed Sfaradim would not ever, we're not talking about the second minion, the first minion, no minion should be saying a bracha on the lighting of the menorah in shul, because it is a minhag. And just like the Beis Yosef paskins with that they don't say the bracha on Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, it's just a minhag. So to this minhag of lighting in shul at night, the menorah, they should not light. So on the other hand, we can answer this as follows, that the Be'er Agra says that this concept of lighting in shul on the menorah is similar to the Hallel that we say on Lel HaSeder. The Lel HaSeder, we say Hallel. So there's an extra issue there that we say a bracha on the Hallel in shul. We're talking about first night of Pesach, that we do say the bracha on the Hallel in shul because of Pirsume Nisa. And because of the Pirsume Nisa, even those that typically would not light on, would not say a bracha on a minhag, when there's Pirsume and Nisa, Pirsume of the Nes, of getting out of Mitzrayim, that's why we say the bracha and the Hallel in shul. So that would apply even for Sfaradim, who typically don't say the bracha on a minhag when it comes to saying the Hallel in shul on the first night of Pesach, because we have a Depusume Nisa, they would say the bracha on Hallel. And Hu Hadin, the same thing would apply to the Neiros, the candles being lit in shul, because there is Pirsume Nisa of lighting those candles, they would say the bracha as well. So in the end of the day, it turns out that based on that, both Ashkenazim and Sfaradim would say the bracha on the candles, Ashkenazim, because we say a bracha on a minhag, Sfaradim, because of the additional element of Pirsume Nisa. But either way, when it comes to our original question of should there be a bracha the second time lighting for that later minyan, the psak of the Beis Horah is that no, we should not light with a bracha, we should light without a bracha. Why not with a bracha? Because in the Beis HaMikdash, they only lit one time and not two times, and we're trying to replicate that. We would light one time, not two times. So we're going to write. We have other reasons to continue lighting in the shul, so we're going to light, but without a bracha. Have a wonderful day.